My name is Joseph, the floor supervisor.
Yes, good afternoon. I can't hear you any better than I did the other person.
Ma'am? Can you hear me better, ma'am? Hello? Is that better, ma'am?
That's a little better. I need you to slow down. I have a profound hearing loss.
Okay. Can I please have the email address, please, ma'am?
DYANNE. BRYANT, Diane Bryant at yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you for that. And can I please have a first and last name on the account?
Diane Bryant. DYANNE BRYANT. May be possibly Mary Diane Bryant. I never used the Mary, but I can't remember. I only asked for one report, and that said it would only be a cost of $1. And now you're debiting me $16.95 for a monthly charge. I will not use your charge ever again. It was just for the one time to verify if my name was still on the record.
I apologize, ma'am. So I've gone ahead and pulled up the account with that information today, and that was for propertyrecord.com. I do see the account was closed out, and you were refunded today, the $18.95 form.
I appreciate that, but I was trying to get the confirmation, and again, because of my profound hearing loss, it's very difficult to review. I got 5186, and it's all I got.
Yes, I'll be more than happy to go ahead and provide you with the refund confirmation number. Let me know when you're ready.
Well, my question is it possible to send me an email verifying this account has been closed and that the money is going to be put back in my account? Because I explained to the young gentleman that I am stressed financially right now, really, really bad. I had $100 to last me for about 3 to 4 weeks, and that's not going to go very far. So now $16.95 out of my account really causes me stress. So I'm assuming he said that it would be reimbursed. It hasn't really gone through as far as they deducted it from the amount balance on my account. So I was on my way to the bank to explain to them that I have not given permission, to my knowledge, of a continuing monthly charge for $16.95.
I understand what you're saying, ma'am, and I do see it was canceled out today, and you were refunded the $18.95 for me to your account. The refund confirmation number is 15.
Okay, hold on. Ma'am, okay. I'm holding. I have to get a pen. Okay, so the confirmation number, I can get a pen to work for me. Okay, what is the number again?
15 1 8 1 6 3 1 5 1 8 1 6 3
confirmation number, and you'll send that to me verifying that in an email. Is that correct?
Yes, you will receive an email as well, ma'am.
Okay, how long do you think that it would take for that money to get back into my account, please?
So the refund for the $18.95 will take 3 to 5 business days usually. Now you can take that refund confirmation number and give it to your bank and see if they can push through the refund credits on their end, but usually it takes 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you very much. You have a pleasant holiday.
You have a very wonderful day, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye.